heaps keen to just share who I am and how I came to who I am. And yeah, hopefully you guys will get to know a bit about me and a bit about my journey through the past 20 years of my life, the good, bad, and the depending on what you got. I might start off in prayer because that's always a good way to start. Dearly Father, thanks for bringing us together on this cold and miserable night, Lord. Thank you for air conditioning. Thank you for the facilities that we have here and that we can be in a nice warm room listening to a guy on a funny speak, Lord. Lord, just bless the words out of my mouth, Lord. Help me to speak clearly and help me to speak with confidence and just let me share what you want everyone to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Before I start getting into the nitty-gritty stuff, I've learned from the best and we'll start off with some jokes. So we'll be good. All right. 50 famous one-line jokes. I don't know how famous they are, but I'll try my best. All right. So how did Moses make coffee? He brews it. Classic. Everyone knows that one. All right. And also, I went on a holiday to Bali recently and I lost my luggage. And so I'm like, that's not good enough. So I went and filed a lawsuit and I tried to sue them, but I lost my case. That's all right. All right. And this is for all your, all the English teachers out there. What happened when the semicolon broke the grammar laws? It was given two consecutive. And also there was a race going on, down with the disciples when Jesus was still preaching down in the Middle East, and it was a race. It was the inaugural marathon, the Israel marathon. It was a pretty big event. And halfway through it, Jesus said, "Come forth and receive eternal life." But Steve didn't listen. He came fifth and he received a toaster. So it's not all winning here, but that's all right. He forgives all. It's all right. All right, so with all that aside, my name is Daniel, and I'm an intern here at Seeds. I'm 20 years old. I've been at Seeds all my church life. My parents went here, and so I'm really keen to share my experiences with you guys. I'm keen to share all the stuff that's happened in my life, to share a bit about me, how I think, and all the stuff, all the hobbies and sports and stuff like that I've done, and all the life lessons that I've gone through and learned from in that sense. I've got three main points because that's always good about a sermon or testimony or something like that. So 3 points. One of them is family because that's always good. One of them sport / hobbies because some of them aren't sport. And the other one is camps. And saying camps, you might be thinking, what sort of camp? I'm thinking a couple of Easter camps and some other Christian camps I went on that greatly influenced my faith and have been pivotal turning points in my life. So I'll start with family. I was brought up in a Christian family. Both my parents went to church as kids, and then they took us to church when I was a child. I have 3 siblings, so I have 2 sisters and a brother, Lucy, Paul, and Molly. Look at us. Both my parents are Helen and Michael, who are dad's on the side of me and mum's on the side of Paul, if you weren't wondering. both my parents are very encouraging and constantly remind me that they are my number one fan. Mum always goes out of her way and does the, he got the finger, people like, number one fan, yeah, that. in all aspects of life, sport, music, study, church, you name it, they're there sort of thing, which has been great support. And they're also very forgiving and patient with me as I've gone through life and done many things that they're like, oh, you're a bit stupid for doing that, but they've loved me and supported me through all that, and I love them to bits, and thank you so much for that. Thank you for coming. To my siblings, thanks for being there. You didn't have a choice, but you were. you keep me in check. Molly's the washing hands police whenever you come out of the toilet. She's always there. It's like, have you washed your hands? And you're like, her bedroom's just around the corner from the toilet, so she knows. It's all right. thanks for being there and supporting me through everything. Thanks for sitting around in basketball stadiums, especially with the 2 younger ones that were dragged around to Melbourne and Gold Coast and everywhere and just sat. Thanks for doing that and supporting me through everything that I did. And as a family, I've been very fortunate to be able to go on many road trips and holidays, and we've had extended family that have lived over interstate, and so we've had the opportunity to go off and visit them, and we've always, most of the time, gone via car, which has been great, except for the between 7 and 15 hours cramped together in one van. That's what being a family is, I guess. So that's been really cool, and I'm really just blessed to have them in my life and in the years and years to come. Next, we've got sport and hobbies. Oh, not yet, not turning page yet. So, aside from family, or as my family, they really love sport and music, so my parents passed it on to me in that sense. So, I have played a few sports. That's one of them. That's basketball. I've played football. I've played many things through school. Yeah, another photo. Yeah. Yeah, and I can't remember a time in my life where I haven't been part of sport, either through my parents or through church or through school. My parents played basketball when I was really young, so I was in stadiums watching them. Even though I don't quite remember it, Mum's told me an instance where I was just walking around Pasadena Basketball Stadium, if you've been there before, and they were playing on the court, and suddenly I'm walking onto the court, and I'm basically in the keyway to stand there, and there's all these women just running towards me because the ball's coming towards me. I'll just freeze. I'll just stand there. And so someone, I don't know who it was, comes and grabs me and runs off, saved my life. and I'm now here today. So maybe that started my love of basketball as a kid. Press that there. And yeah, so basketball was there. And then footy, well, my family's a Patsarite. and so we watched Port Adelaide when I was young on the TV and went to many games. Dad took me along to a few as a younger child, and I really loved the opportunity just to spend that quality one-on-one time with Dad. And I had cousins and an extended family that loves just playing sport as well. So every Christmas, get in the front of Grandma's driveway, and because she's got a driveway with a long strip of concrete. So each bowl and cricket balls to one another. Even though cricket wasn't my first love of sport, still enjoyed playing it with the cousins, and it was awesome fun. Basketball, we'll start with basketball. I started playing in under 10s. And grew to love the sport, but I was definitely one of the weaker players. I wasn't that great. I was always Benny P. but I still loved that. Still played. Played footy for Marion Primary School, even though I didn't go there. I played with Ethan Mom there, but my primary school didn't have a footy team. So a couple of schools joined together and we played for Marion, which was good fun. My first experience of competitive football. I wasn't very good. I was tall, but I wasn't very good. So that was probably my main asset to the team. yeah, I also played basketball for school, for Sunrise, which is my primary school. So I was playing many sports. Sports was a big part of my life. God blessed me with the talent of being semi-athletic, so that was great. In primary school, in about year 5 or 6, I was playing 3 sports a week. So I was playing basketball for school, I was playing footy for Marion, and I was playing basketball on the weekend for Seeds, so church basketball. So 3 times a week. For a 10-year-old, 9, 10-year-olds, pretty hectic. Plus all my other siblings doing as well. So Mum and Dad had a lot on their hands. So I made a choice of quitting footy to go pursue basketball with South Adelaide. That was a really pivotal point because I'm like, what do I need? That's where I started making choices. Like, it's now your choice now to what you want to do. And that was well my faith life as well. That was, you'll see later on where the same sort of situation happens, but with different aspects, I guess. So, I played for South, and then now I'm moving to the music side. I really enjoy music. In primary school, in year 1-2, I was part of the Australian Youth Choir. Oh, yeah. There you go. But I only did for 2 years because, when you performed at the Adelaide Town Hall, you had to wear these big blue long gowns with a big frilly yellow neck. And I didn't really like theory because I didn't like doing work. And so I quit because I didn't like it. So that was my first official getting into music on a bigger level in that sense. And I had tutorial lessons for guitar and piano. And so I really enjoyed that. Started with guitar, then went to piano, and then went back to guitar in high school. But I don't play much of them anymore. I've picked up drums from playing Dad's kit, because he's a drummer in many bands for many years. I don't know how many years he's been doing it, but he's like a kit and he always set it up. So I'll just tap along to that. So that's my four. And I learned recorder in primary school. So got a few under the belt, which is all right. It's handy when you just want to play in a band and no one else knows how to play an instrument. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll play that. But sometimes you're good, sometimes you're bad. And we all learn from it. Yeah, and I really thank God for these gifts and talents and trying to use them as much as possible for His glory. So, for instance, playing on worship band at church or at school, all that sort of stuff. Another outlet I've had with music is Hope Downloaded, which that's us on the screen, minus Lachlan. Sadness. That's right, but Lachlan, Sully's replaced him in Hope Downloaded. We're a band that goes around to primary schools around South Australia, and we just have a real passion for kids, and we play music, and we tell stories, Christian and non-Christian stories, and we just like tell the kids like, "Hey, you're worth it," and we think you can do it. Well, one of the shows is you can be anything. So we really pound that into the kids that, "Hey, you can be anything if you put your mind to it." So that's run by SMG, which most of the chaplains in public schools around South Australia. And so we get to go on a few road trips together and have a lot of fun. And yeah, that's really my main outlet with music and playing with them, which is really awesome. It's a really cool experience. Back to sport. So we'll get on the serious stuff now. I played for South Adelaide for 5 years, district basketball. Each year pushing myself to be better and better. I really like being the best, which is sort of a bit cocky in a way. But with basketball, with district, I wanted to be, because I looked up, I started in Div 6 for under 14s, and I saw the Division 1s. I'm like, hey, I want to be like that. And so I worked my way up, sometimes to the expense of my family, which is not being 4 times a week and playing twice a week, so that's 6 times a week. And then add church in, which sadly got taken away from me because of how we're training on Sundays, and so no youth group. And that's where I kick into basketball becoming a bit of a nuisance in that sense. I had my priorities around the wrong way in that sense. Basketball was all I lived and breathed and ate and everything like that. And so it sort of became a semi of an addiction in that way. I had to play basketball. I had to be on a basketball court with my friends, and everything else just got left to the side. Church got left to the side. Youth group. I didn't go to youth group from... And so I look at all the young adult or young youth we have at our access, and because I'm leading there now, and I'm like, wow, this is what I missed out on. If I had been here then, wow, this would have all changed, sort of stuff. So if you're a youth here, keep coming along. We love hanging out with you guys, and it's a really cool space to be. And I really regret missing out on that stuff. And so that's been a big, I guess, hole in my life, having all those relationships that I've got now, but might have been a bit stronger or might have been different from them before. So now I'm going to talk about camps. Easter camp, 2011. I was in 11, so March, April, year 11. I can't remember who was speaking, and I think it was Shane Rayner, but someone came up to me after a sermon and is like, hey, just an on-offhand comment. It's like, don't let the world dictate your life. I've got to give God some input in it, because you can't just be running on yourself. And I'm like, oh yeah, no worries. But then I actually had to think about it, because I've had a bit of time myself in small groups and stuff. I'm like, wow, basketball, I've only come to Easter camp because my friends are here and I just wanted to hang out with them, and then I'll come back the next week and go play basketball again, or sport in general sort of stuff. And I haven't had the opportunity to. I sort of made, and then situations happened to basketball, and that I'm like, nah, I'm just going to stop. And so I was a bit of a shock for people, because I'm like, all in basketball and then nothing. And so for a solid year and a bit, I did not play any basketball, which was different. And which is, I think my parents were semi-glad about it, because they didn't have to cart me around to all basketball stadiums. But it was big for me, because I've gone from having my life like this to something totally different. Yeah, I've lost my spot. Yeah, I think it was prompted by God. Like, subconsciously, I didn't really acknowledge it at the time, but I was prompted by God just to have a bit of a life change, because He knew some funky stuff was coming up. But it says in Jeremiah 29:11, which is a bit of a cliche verse. You hear it a lot if you're in the church circles. But I was trying to find a different verse. I don't want to be like everyone else because that's a bit... But it sort of sums up really well. So this is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future," which really summarizes what the next, well, from then until now has had, because some pretty crazy stuff has happened since then. My faith's gone from here to here in a short period of time, and it's due to the work that God's done in me. Yeah. And so when I was, if we go back now, because we're at year 11, back previously when I was about 10 years old, I went to a CE camp. If anyone knows what CESU is, like Christian Endeavor Scripture Union, with my cousin Evan, and we just had a small group leader. It wasn't very, as a 10-year-old, you weren't really paying attention. You're more like playing with your friends. But had a verse for all of us, and he's like to me as a 10-year-old, like, "You're going to go through some pretty crazy stuff. Your life's going to be flipped upside down when you..." I don't know, he said he didn't know when, but he gave me this verse, Deuteronomy 31:6, which is when God's speaking to Joshua, because Moses has died, I can't remember if he's died or has passed away, and Joshua's about to take over the whole of be the leader of the Israelites when he goes, when they keep going through the desert, and he's freaking out, because he's got a million people that he's got to look after, and he's a young fella compared to all the older guys that have been leading are. And he says, like, God's like, "Be strong, courageous. Don't be afraid of anyone or anything, because I go with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And so as a 10-year-old, I'm like, "Oh yeah, do what everyone else does, highlight in my Bible." But now every Bible I have, it's highlighted in, because it's such a pivotal verse in the Bible. And there's another verse like that in Joshua. But I think if everyone highlighted it and like sort of like meditated on it, we wouldn't have so much stress in our life. Because stress sort of just runs the world at the moment, because everyone's like, "Oh, when's this going to happen? Or hopefully I have enough money for this to afford this, or to support my family." But like, he said, "Just be strong, courageous. Don't be afraid of anything," which is a pretty big statement, because let's get heights. It's a pretty big statement not to be scared of anything. But he'll go with you. He'll never leave you. And I've told that verse to a lot of my small group boys, because I lead a year 11 small group. And it actually, I don't know if it means much to them, but just me, gives me the comfort of like, hey, I've told them this verse, and now they have they have the reassurance that God's with them, sort of thing. So that was me learning that, like, God's got you, sort of thing. Now moving on to 2017, which was last year. It was a pretty crazy year. A lot of stuff went down that I wasn't expecting. So a long-term relationship just disintegrated, just seemed to me overnight, the day before my birthday, on the 19th birthday. And it was a pretty dark time in my life, because I've gone from having my life all set up and going, "Oh yeah, this is sweet," to just being chucked in a hole and going, "Nah, you got nothing." Because I previously had based my life on this relationship and sport and everything. So once you got something to lean on and it gets taken away, you sort of like just fall over. And so I was falling over, and it wasn't great. And so for the next week or two, I didn't really leave the house. I didn't really leave my bed. My whole birthday, I sat in my room and slept, which is pretty sad for, I don't know how my parents feel, because I haven't really talked to them about it really, but it wasn't great for me. It's made me look at my life, like, who do I trust in? Who do I base my life on? Who do I lean on when everything falls from underneath you? And I learned it's got to be God. He's the only one that can set you up on your feet again. And this sort of, I had to have this reality check to make me realize that. I tried to do it by myself for a while, as you do, because you think, "Oh, I can do it. I can get over it. I can do this by myself." And then you just fall back in your hole again. The things I put my value before, as I said before, basketball and relationship, they were not going to help me now. So where are they going? Don't put your faith and trust in things of this world. But put it in God. He'll catch you when you fall. God's got people. He's put people there as a person or there as people that will help you through your faith journey. A crucial one of mine was Shane Rayner. He's an amazing guy, as most a lot of you know. And I don't know how many times I called him at unearthly hours of the morning, just asking stupid questions. I think I called him about 3 o'clock in the morning and he answered in bed. I could hear Christy in the background like, who's this? And I'm like, it's me. But yeah, and so I look back and go, oh, that was stupid. Why did I do that? Why did I just release that on him? But he was so patient with me and so just caring, because I was ashamed to pull me out of the pit. He used me to pull me out of the pit of death in that sense and made me his child, and he can do that for you. No matter what you've done, no matter what sin, you could say, because sin, we put the word sin on a lot of things and everyone's like, oh, that's bad. But sin is sin, and everything you've done, God can still love you for that. Because I've done a lot of stuff in my life, stuff I'm not proud of, but he's forgiven me of that. I'm making a figure for you of what you've done as well. I had an awesome chance to be baptized this year. It was an amazing time in my walk of faith. It was really the mountaintop of my faith experience, and I hope this mountain keeps going, because so what am I doing now? What is my life like now? Well, I'm playing football for Happy Valley. and I'm working three or four different jobs and loving it. I'm working as an outdoor ed facilitator for Beyond Limits, which is a group that does school camps. I work at an OSH, at Happy Valley OSH, and I really enjoy just working with the young kids there and just have a real passion for just seeing them enjoy life. I work for my dad's business. I work for Life Matters, which is another group that's run by SMG, and a whole lot of other stuff that I do in my life just to keep me busy, because I love being busy. Just busy is good. I'm a great, really big extended family, and I'm really blessed in that way. That everyone, we have our birthdays for our extended family, and everyone gets there and gets around. Even though it might be tricky sometimes, in the sense of the logistics of getting everyone together, we always like to get together once or twice, once every two or three months for birthdays. And it's really cool just to see everyone, how everyone's going, and just that fellowship with one another, and just hanging out, and it's being a bit stupid sometimes, but that's cool because we're family. I just thank God for the work he's done and he's doing in my life, giving me opportunities to spread his love. In so many ways, it's a privilege to have the support of everyone here and just the church as I'm doing the internship here. It's really been a really awesome experience just to have the opportunity to come together as a group of 10 or 11 of us and just meditate on the word and just hang out and go and just ask questions about God. And I've really been really privileged to have that, because some people don't get the opportunity. And it's really helped me grow in my faith, in the sense that I wouldn't be who I am today without the help of God, him just looking out for me, the big man upstairs, and just the love and support of everyone around me. And I really appreciate that. So Jonathan's going to come up. Dearly Father, thank you for just the opportunity to just speak. I pray that it made sense. I pray that someone's got something out of this, even if they just enjoyed hearing my voice, because it sounds pretty cool, but enjoy it, just feeling your love, because you've loved me and you can love them as well, Lord. Give God the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.